Did you know that bees sometimes sting other bees? We've got all sorts of fun and interesting facts and more coming up.
We got lots of info. Let's rock and roll. It's Did You Know with Ryan O.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Did You Know with Ryan O. In case you didn't know, I'm Ryan O. This is my show and I know exactly what you're thinking. Bees? In today's episode, we're going to have lots of fun and excitement, and you might even learn something. But before we go into any further craziness, I'd like to introduce my special guest. She's been with me for this entire journey and then some. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife, Rachel O.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
What are you currently sipping on, my dear?
Pepsi.
Is it hitting the right spot?
It's sweet. It's good. I guess it's hitting the sweet spot.
Now, do you prefer Pepsi or Coke or Dr. Pepper?
I grew up drinking Coke mostly. I would only have Pepsi like at certain restaurants that served it. So I guess I sort of associate Pepsi with sometimes pizza, but mostly Mexican food.
And then do you prefer regular Coke or is like cherry or vanilla more your style?
I'd say regular Coke, but on the occasion cherry. I like cherry too.
Nice. I'm bringing up drinks because you and I had experimented since this is our final episode of the new year. You and I are prepping for a New Year's shindig. So we made two special beverages.
Yes, we did. Both very delicious.
One features a lot of whiskey and one features a lot of vodka.
Yum.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard when you're trying to recreate a very specific recipe when you don't have the exact ingredients. But kind of mixing and matching and getting pretty close is lots of fun.
Yeah, we kind of created our own two cocktails. We just have to come up with cool names.
And that's going to be a journey in itself, trying to put a name to the face or, well, drink, as it were. So... here in Central Florida, the weather has been ridiculous. It's been raining almost every day.
And, like, cloudy. Sometimes cold, sometimes not. Humid or dry. It's been a mixture.
Whereas some places further in the north, it's snowing. In other places, it's 60 degrees and sunny. It's definitely not Christmas season.
Location, location, location.
That's fair. That's a great statement to be making. So also along those routes, around this time of year, for New Year's Eve, my parents used to hang out with their friends. They've been hanging out with them on New Year's Eve since the 70s. And they would either go out to some place or throw a shindig at their place. But it was always taking place during the extremely cold in the middle of Michigan, which means like almost freezing, actually below freezing, like almost zero. So going out to all these places and every single event was inside a building. So my question to you is, when you were spending a lot of your New Year's Eves and whatnot, were they outdoor shindigs, indoor shindigs? Paint us a picture.
I never really went out for New Year's. I mostly stayed at home. And we did our own thing, whether it was like grilling out steaks and drinking some champagne, watching the ball drop, or maybe occasionally we had family over, but not like big family because we don't have a lot of family that live near us. But yeah. Or since we've lived in Central Florida, we've only had like a couple friends over on the occasion. We have kind of kept it low key.
Instead of going out to little random shindigs where you don't know anybody and you're right next to all these hundreds of people that you haven't met and won't ever see again.
Yeah. To me, that's not fun because it seems like a lot of random people and you don't know exactly how they react with how much they're drinking. And then you get on the roads with people that probably have been drinking that shouldn't be driving. And I think it's just a lot safer to stay at home and you can do your own thing. You can have like a little party or you can have like a movie marathon or you can just fall asleep.
So you're more into the intimate affairs, as they call it?
Yes, intimate affairs.
You don't ever see yourself going out to like New Year's Eve at Times Square in New York?
I don't think so. That's definitely a no-no. The only thing I can think of if I went out was if I like was staying at a hotel and I was out of town and they had a shindig in the lobby. That would probably be the most out I would go.
Now, would you partake in their extremely random beverages, or is it mostly champagne and those sort of things?
Depends on what those random beverages are, but I do like champagne.
A little bit of bubbly.
I like some bubbly.
Some bubbly. Well, we're going to be right back with all sorts of other fun and interesting things pertaining with the New Year's right after a word from our sponsor. Did you know with Rhino? This episode has been brought to you by Everyday Cosplay Finds. Ever wanted to show off your favorite character or group of characters, but don't see things online that match your style? Then check out Everyday Cosplay Finds, bringing cosplay into your everyday. Go to Etsy.com/shop/everydaycosplayfinds for more information. The 90s are back, people, and the best way to get prepared is to buy some scrunchies. But why would you buy some from Target where your mother-in-law, sister, or friend could get the same one? How embarrassing. When you could have a unique scrunchie of your own. From handmade scrunchies to homemade throw pillows, What's the Stitch is your one-stop shop to get everything you could want. At What's the Stitch, you can pick out the fabric or pattern you want, and she can make it just like you want it. You can check out What's the Stitch on their Instagram at What's the Stitch KP and on Facebook at What's the Stitch KP. And now back to our show. Did you know with Rhino? So everyone has their own fun, unique traditions and whatnot when it comes to the New Year's. So you and I have put ourselves to a little bit of a task to find some weird and unique and interesting traditions centering around New Year's Eve. What have you found, Rachel?
I found a couple of different ones from around the countries. So in Spain, it's good luck to eat 12 grapes at midnight, one for each stroke. And that brings you good luck for each month of the year, the new year. And that's kind of similar to the Philippines, where they also eat round fruit, particularly grapes, to bring them good luck. They also wear polka dots and have like round shapes. I don't know if it's like wheels or bowls or what out to represent coins. So to be prosperous in the new year.
So it's their hope that the roundness will bring in new wealth, mm-hmm. because you're in the round state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I also really like in Denmark, they stand on chairs and then leap off of them into the new year at midnight in hopes of good luck at the start of the new year. So that's kind of cool.
Also in Denmark, they do this really cool thing with plates. So they'll have their unused plates that have been saved up all years. And then they'll hurl them out of the door and just throw them out and whatnot. It's kind of like a display of affection and whatnot.
That's kind of cool. Ward off those evil spirits.
That's right.
Very cool. In Colombia, they have this fun tradition so that they will be, I guess, have a travel-filled year. And they wheel a suitcase or carry an empty suitcase around the block so that they'll have a travel-filled year. That's kind of fun.
Nice. Does it matter what the size is or the color?
No, I don't think so.
So if you were to have yours, what color would you want it?
Whatever suitcase I own, I guess.
Okay, that's fair.
Which is red.
Nice.
Let's see here. In Brazil, they wear special underwear on New Year's Eve because it's supposed to be thought to bring you good luck. And popular colors are red. That is thought to bring love, and yellow is thought to bring money.
Is it good luck because you want a certain special someone to see that underwear?
I don't know. That That's not in the article.
Okay, I'm just trying to make assumptions based off of that.
I don't think it's that they want you to see it. It's just the color is what you're hoping for in the new year.
Okay.
And in Greece, you usually hang an onion at your front door on New Year's Eve. And that's the symbol of the rebirth of the new year. And then on New Year's Day, parents usually wake their children up by tapping them on the head with the onion.
That's got to be a smelly tradition.
That's interesting, that's for sure. I don't think I'll be hanging an onion outside our house.
No, is it also to ward away vampires?
Onions don't ward away vampires.
That's right, it's garlic.
Onions are delicious.
Especially if they're caramelized.
That's true.
Yeah. What else you got?
The only other one I found was, there's like Scotland, Panama, and Finland. So in Finland, they take like a tin that they've heated up, and then they put it in water. So then the tin kind of, it morphs into a new shape. And they try to interpret the new shape. So like a heart or a ring could mean a wedding. And a ship, of course, would mean traveling. And then sometimes, I guess if a pig animal appears in the tin, it would mean prosperous and food.
What about like if the shape of pizza shows up? Does that mean that you have to buy the next round of food?
Probably, especially in your case.
Oh yeah, I want pizza. Just give me pizza.
In Panama, they burn effigies of well-known people that represent the old year, so that it wards off evil spirits for the new year. And finally, in Scotland, they practice something called Hogmanay, and I probably just completely messed that one up, but it's called first footing. So if you're the first person to cross the person's threshold at their house for the first time in the new year, you're supposed to bring a gift to symbolize luck.
So what if you left the threshold and then came back just to grab your keys? Do you have to bring a gift as well?
You better, or yikes. You ain't coming in.
Fair. Along those lists, I found a couple of my own about scarecrow burning. In Ecuador, to banish any ill fortune or bad things that happened in the past, Ecuadorians set fire to scarecrows filled with paper at midnight on New Year's Eve. They also burn photographs and whatnot. It's pretty much just a thinly veiled excuse for Ecuadorian pyromaniacs to set things on fire.
Gee, who does that remind me of? Oh, Americans.
That's fair, too. Let's see. We also got this Takanakuyu Festival in Peru. It's about people beating the living daylights out of each other. Competitors face off in a ring for a round of bare-knuckle brawling, which is overseen by local policemen. And it literally means Takanakuyu literally means when the blood is boiling. But apparently all the fights are friendly, and it represents a fresh start to the new year.
That's really interesting. I mean, we have boxing here, so if there was just like one day out of the year that they did boxing.
It's like the Purge, but just with fist fights.
Sure.
Epic. Also, in Japan, instead of doing, 12 gongs, it's 108. In Japan, bells are rang 108 times in a Buddhist tradition that is believed to banish all human sins. It's also good luck to be smiling or laughing going into the new year, but who knows how you can be in a good mood after having to sit through all that ringing.
Maybe you're like smiling and laughing, and then it turns midnight, and that's when the ringing starts, and then you are trying to think maybe of all of your sins, and so they're taken away from you.
Or it happens beforehand, and by the last ringing, you better be smiling.
Maybe. Maybe I would be happy if that was the last ring, wouldn't you?
I would be too. 108 times? That's nuts. That's ridiculous, and that's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Well, speaking of crazy things, I also found some fun stuff about New Year's resolutions. You know how all sorts of fun individuals create their New Year's resolutions. Well, I've got some right here. 38 resolutions that really are ridiculous.
I hope we're not doing all 38.
We are not doing all 38.
Because that would be just like 108 rings.
Yikes. So here we go. Someone's New Year's resolution from Twitter. Avoid employing my strikingly decent impression of Mickey Mouse's voice when having sex.
Yikes.
That's one. Let's press the magical button for number two. New Year's resolution. Increase my relationship status from forever alone to slightly desperate. Number three, never again will I take sleeping pills and laxatives on the same night.
Oh boy. Yeah, don't do that, folks.
Here's another one. Get away from toxic people. Wait, I'm the one who's toxic.
That doesn't sound like a New Year's resolution, though. That just sounds like a status on Facebook.
Fair. Let's see. Become as fat as I was the very first time that I ever thought I was fat.
That's sad. And that's, to be honest, that's like a really negative way to view yourself.
You want to just be the best version of yourself at all times.
Yeah, just better yourself. That's what a New Year's resolution is about. Not calling yourself derogatory names.
Everyone's always about, I need to go to the gym more. I need to go to the gym more. I need to eat healthier. I need to reduce toxicity in my life.
Well, it's baby steps for sure.
My recommendation is to do small attainable goals that are very specific.
Yes, maybe like week by week. Just say like, I'm only going to blah, 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 or I am going to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because the more specific your things are, the easier they will be to accomplish.
Yes, just start with like maybe two things per week, maybe for the first month. And once that's accomplished, the next month you can add maybe four things or five things per week that you are accomplishing.
I dig it. And that way you can you can also change it along the way. It doesn't have to be just, I must accomplish this one big thing at the very beginning.
Exactly.
In our ongoing list of ridiculousness, New Year's resolution is to be more assertive, if that's okay with you guys.
That's kind of adorable, but yeah. Build up your self-confidence.
My New Year's resolution is to eat more tacos.
That's not a New Year's resolution. That's just a fun life goal.
You should always want to eat more tacos.
I know.
Give you something more to talk about.
Oh, bad.
Let's see. This person's New Year's resolution is to never, by accident, walk in on my dad cleaning the shower naked again.
Yeah, maybe if the bathroom door is closed, you should knock. Especially if you hear something in there. I mean, come on.
And here's our final one on the list that we're going to go through. Stop using my cat as an excuse for a boyfriend.
What?
They will stop using their cat as an excuse for a boyfriend.
So what? Someone asked them out and they're like, sorry, I have a cat?
Maybe. I don't understand it.
Or
I just think
like
it's ridiculous.
Someone asked them out and they're like, oh no, I have to feed my cat.
Or I don't need a boyfriend. I have a cat. I think it's weird.
I think that really stretches my brain into some really gutter type scenarios going on.
So I guess we'll backtrack what we said before. Set goals. You can change your goals. Think better of yourself because you are better than you think you are.
Absolutely.
Always. For example, I'm awesome. True story. Tell your friends.
And he's apparently better than he thinks he is, and he thinks he's already awesome.
See? Isn't that amazing? And try new things. Always got to try new things. What are you looking forward to trying in this upcoming year?
I'm looking forward to putting stuff on our walls.
Yeah, right now they're a bit bare.
There's nothing on our walls right now. So I'm really looking forward to that. And trying in the future, I guess test driving a new car, because that's probably happening next year.
That should be fun. We're going to let you know the fun things that we try coming up.
So I'm looking forward to lots of test drives.
I'm looking forward to trying more barbecue.
Ooh, barbecue, yes.
And a few new beers.
Always.
And I want to ride my bike more this year.
Ooh, totally. We need to get your bike fixed. So then we can go rocking.
And I want to go to some more national parks.
Or state parks, because we won't make it to national parks.
For example, I did find an awesome list here about the least visited national parks.
Ooh, let's go.
Here we go, because there are like 59 national parks, right? So the least visited ones. We got the North Cascades National Park in the North Central Washington State.
Sounds great.
It's up there. It's pretty. It's climbing, skiing, hiking.
Near the Canadian border. Sounds excellent.
It's from Seattle. You go north.
Darn.
That's how you get there. Here we have Isle Royale National Park in Michigan, but technically it's Northern Lake Superior, so like way
it's
above
the
Upper Peninsula. It's like way above it.
Oh my gosh, but it's still in Michigan?
Still technically Michigan.
How can that be above the UP, but so, still be in Michigan?
So it's an island above it.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Probably closed during winter.
It should be lots of fun.
It's pretty.
See, it's plenty of fishing in July and August. How to get there? Boats take hours to get there. Hours.
Wow.
Or it's a 45-minute seaplane flight. Because Lake Superior is huge, and to get from there and go north takes a while, but it's still not Canada.
I will take a boat. That seaplane just doesn't sound that fun.
Moving on to our next one, we got a Lake Clark National Park in South Central Alaska.
Ooh, that looks really pretty. Let's go there.
For those of you who want to see this list, it's thrillist.com/travel. I'll throw the thing on Twitter coming up.
He means link. The link on Twitter.
That's exactly what I meant. So yeah, from there you go from Anchorage, and you can find some flights, or you can take a boat to get there. You can't go by road.
Toot toot, boat.
We got a Kobuk Valley National Park in Northwest Alaska.
Uh-huh.
It's, let's see, it's got temperatures that can read up to 100 degrees in the summer in Alaska.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. It gets hot in Alaska, y'all.
It's also 1.7 million acres.
That's awesome.
With migrating caribou every year.
That's really cool.
There are 30 times the number of, so 30 to 1 caribou versus humans that go to this place.
That's sweet.
And then finally, we got Gates of the Arctic National Park.
Now that sounds epic in itself.
Right in the middle of Alaska.
Yes.
And these are the least visited because they're the most secluded. You basically had to take planes and trains and boats in order to get to these special places. So I guess the moral of the story, if there is one, is sometimes you got to go off the beaten path.
Always.
Always take a little bit of a, take a detour when you can.
Yeah, I think that would be a New Year's resolution. Something I'm looking forward to is spending a little bit more time outdoors. Even though it's freaking hot here in Central Florida most of the year, there are some nice days, and I like exploring the state parks with you.
I love doing so as well, trying to get out there, try new things, and hang out with this awesome lady.
And take pictures.
Lots of pictures. Well, speaking of awesome things, we're going to dive into some random trivia. I'll ask you some random questions and we'll see how you do. Some of these I think you might do pretty well.
Okay, bring it on.
All right, Which bird is the national bird of Iran?
I would assume like a falcon or something.
Uh-oh, did it disappear? It disappeared. Come on.
Uh-oh.
No, now I must know. I must know what the national bird of Iran is. And the answer is a nightingale.
A nightingale. Right. I was so close.
Which of the U.S. presidents was the first to be born in the 20th century?
Let's see. The 20th century was in the 1900s.
Yep. First president to be born in the 1900s.
Was it Herbert Hoover?
Oh, come on. Why is it not even...
Your trivia sucks.
My trivia sucks. Hold on. And our answer is Lyndon B. Johnson.
From 1908, yep. You said.
It did indeed. Also says that John F. Kennedy was born in 1917.
Huh. I would have thought it was presidents a little bit earlier than that.
No, a lot of those dudes were old.
I guess so.
Going back to some more, let's see. Trivia categories. There we go. Ernest Evans became famous under what name? Do you know who Ernest Evans is?
Maybe Ernest Hemingway?
Chubby Checker.
Oh, no.
Did not see that coming.
Did not see that coming.
In the movie Back to the Future, what is Doc allergic to?
Oh, peanuts.
Synthetics.
Oh, right.
Yeah. In what theater was Abraham Lincoln shot?
The Ford's Theater.
That is correct. According to the ad, how many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
A one, a two, a three.
A three. Nice. What was the, who was the 40th president of the United States?
The 40th? Is that Reagan?
That was indeed Ronald Reagan. Which Irish poet said, there are no strangers here, only friends you have not yet met?
There are no strangers here, only friends you have not met. We'll just say, what's that guy's name? Emerson.
William Butler Yeats.
Yeats.
And that's where we're going to go. That's what we're going to do here for our random trivia. And that should bring us closer towards the end of this last episode of 2019. Do you have any words of wisdom to leave with the folks, Rachel?
Just be safe, have fun, and good luck next year, 2020.
And my words of wisdom for those of you with this new year is to try new things, have fun in moderation, and let everyone else know about the cool things that you've tried. Who knows? They might want to try it too. With that being said, our question of the week is going to be, how do you celebrate New Year's Eve? In order to let us know, you can send us that information on Facebook, Did You Know with Ryan O, Twitter at Did You Know Ryan O, or email us didyouknowryano@gmail.com. We hope you enjoyed yourself this episode. We know we most certainly did, and we look forward to chatting with you in the new year. With that being said, folks, we always recommend that you find your awesome, hold on to it, and share it with the world. I've been Ryan O. We'll see you next time. Yeah.